Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 790, Flight Barrier, recorded live on July 22nd, 2021.
Everyone, and welcome to twitch.tv/podtacular. I'm DJ Blue PDX here for episode 790 of the Podtacular unofficial Halo podcast, here with the very three gentlemen who, to be honest, brought me into the Podtacular world from the very beginning. And let me go ahead and say there's a reason why this is special. In 2015, I had the incredible opportunity to go to my very first gaming event in my life. It was RTX 2015 with Griffball Hub, and I got to experience the 10-year anniversary of Podtacular at a party that, I will be honest, I'm lucky I remember. And everybody here knows exactly why and what happened.
We all wish we didn't remember some stuff. Oh.
Yeah, trust me, I agree, because I was the guy who got flashed at the party.
Yep.
Remember? The Bachelorette's next door, and everybody's like, why would she waste those on DJ? And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, it happened. You stop laughing right now. Oh, he's talking to his child. I thought he was laughing at me. I'm all like, gosh darn it. I'm keeping it clean, people. I'm keeping it clean.
Got the beeper button on standby, right?
Yeah. So I want to say I'm super excited to be back here on screen as I'm going to be honest. Can I say it? I'm going to say it. I just want to get it out of the way.
Sure.
Bestie. All right.
Sure.
As my last episode as a co-host here, I'll be maybe coming back as a guest host later on down the road, but it's an honor to be back here with not only Duststorm and Gonzalo T, but also Hot Sauce. Hoss was here. Like, Colin was here at the very beginning when I first got into the Halo world, and to have these three guys here with me as we exit is super rad. Also, here without a camera, because let's be honest, cameras can be eyes, and I just wanted to like hit the bleep button for reasons. We got Rage More Nerd, and Dusty was cool enough to let me start this whole thing off. So that being said, we'll talk about that stuff later. But Deathstorm, back to your show.
Thank you, DJ. It's good to have you back. Good to have Rage back as well. We've got quite an exciting podcast as the final event.
Yeah.
Your little summer griffball shindig comes to conclusion this weekend.
Except, is it?
Is it?
Because you tell me. We're about to announce the fall series.
Ah.
More is coming. It's going to be after we get past DreamHack Beyond, but the griffball seems to have picked up the eyes of many, and we are going to begin the fall tournament series coming up in August.
Dude, more on that incredible.
Later. Yeah.
All right. All right. I see what you're throwing down. All right.
Yes.
But yes, we've got Haas in the house back with us.
What up, Haas?
What up?
Yeah, yeah. Adding a new person to the a returning person to the roster as the Halo Infinite hype continues.
The only man of the four less bald than me. No, wait. Yeah, that's true. Less bald.
It's in full retreat.
You can show your scalp. This is what it has to look forward to. Or it can stop being an a-hole.
At least you got some shine up there.
There you go. Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
Shine, DJ. Shine.
Now just color it all. I'm actually thinking of just coloring things with markers and then maybe doing like a zebra striping across in markers or some coal dust. I don't know. I figured I could maybe do a... I don't know. I was watching.
There's something that could work there. Movies. Probably.
Yeah. Lots of stuff. Zebra stripes, circles, crop dusts. I could do a thing from Signs and just make weird angular impressions everywhere. That could be fun.
That might trip some people out.
Or I'll just do a sword and a hammer and a ball and figure out, listen, I'll get hit somewhere on this head eventually in a game at some point somehow. Snipes will probably do it. Oh, look, Snipes now's here. Hi.
Yeah, at some point, you're probably going to get whacked in the back of the head with one of the two. So, yeah, probably.
Yep. Completely true and not wrong.
Just have like a gash for a sword.
What? Yeah, well, you know, sword play is unique for everyone.
Oh, you went there. Oh, don't you shake your head at me. Don't you dare shake your head at me like that. You set that up intentionally.
I did. I'm sorry. There we go. All right. Forgive.
I wanted to say something that wasn't family friendly, and I restrained myself from saying it. Because listen, I am super frustrated right now because my streaming PC decided to blow up in my face an hour before we had to start recording tonight. And I get to reinstall it all over again because I have a D&D campaign I'm supposed to be streaming on Sunday.
And if you think that it's not just vodka in that glass, you may be wrong.
Almost did.
Perfect timing there, DJ.
I know. That's what I'm good at.
Oh, jeez. Anyways. Oh,
you're going to miss me. All right. Here we go.
Hey, we are going to miss you.
I know. I'll be back. I promise I'll be back because where else are we going to do any of our stuff for Griffball?
Yeah.
Maybe right here in Puntacular. That's the only place to do it.
Can't stay away for that long.
Yes.
There's bound to be some Halo Infinite itch you want to come back and talk about.
Possibly, but possibly. I have no information on any current or future projects with 343 Industries or the Halo franchise.
How long have you been saying that line?
While.
Do you not just have it as a button on your Go XLR yet?
I should actually have that as a button on my Go XLR, and I don't because I figured it's better if I just throw it out there. But yeah. It's a thing.
Fair enough.
I think that just ought to be a part of your official intro.
Yeah, well, I wasn't trying to throw things out there, but also, yes.
As part of your like 18 and older stream, you just throw that in there.
Right. Yes. Also, yeah. We
I missed the time on Mixer with
information about what's going on with Halo Infinite or the 343 franchise. See, if I just bleep out the swear words that I don't need to use in the first place, it sounds much more edgy.
It kind of does, yeah. Anyways, we've got the final event of the summer series, it sounds like. Not just the end of the Griffball stuff, so that's pretty exciting.
Just the summer series.
Yeah, before we get into that, how about we get a little recap of what happened on the last installment of this summer series, the Halo 3
Rage
tournament.
Yeah,
you want to talk about it? All right.
So, for those not in the know, so the Griffball Summer Series was a four-event series where we went through all of the Griffballs that we have available on the Master Chief Collection. So we started with Halo 4, then we had Halo Reach, and then last month was the third one, and that was Halo 3. So for those first three events, those are all draft events. This last one's going to be a little different, which we'll talk about in a moment. But for this last draft event, in Halo 3, we had 13 teams, and the team that came away with the first place prize was Bogo Margs. That team was captained by Tommy Westside, and then it had Savasaurus Rex, MSSR Martin, and Moldy Volts. And second place was Egg Dogs. They were captained by Priest XYZ, the Man, the Myth, the Legend, Ace Be Silent, Grunt Padre, and Mstell. So Mstell actually was a part of the team that won the first event in Halo 4. So yep. He got first and second place in two different events. So this man is a winner and maybe possibly a cheater. Cannot confirm or deny.
I guess we'll see what happens in this tournament.
And it's funny bring up Ace Be Silent because Ace Be Silent was and I teamed up together with Craigasaur. We also teamed up with Ugloff, who's in the chat, as we set our record along with Ellis Got My Pills to run not just, well, we ended up starting with 45 wins, right?
I just realized the name.
Ellis Got My Pills. Yeah, it's yeah. No, so
Pills here.
Pills here.
I missed that game.
We ended up going for a run, and I thought, all right, screw it. I'm just going to go for day one because I had things to do, and we ended up with 45 wins day one that Griffball was out in matchmaking for MCC the other week. Then on Friday, I was like, hey, we're going to do a thing, and we ended up with 75 wins. So I decided to challenge myself because people don't do that often enough, and we went with 117 wins, and we did it in 10 and a half hours in Griffball matchmaking. Ace B. Silent, Craig Asor, and I. We had Ugloff for most of it. Ellis came in while Ugloff went for dinner and came back. And between us, we ran 117 consecutive wins, over 576 goals. We only got scored on 9 times out of 117 matches.
Holy
And no
crap.
More than one goal per match. We rocked it out. And interestingly enough, a handful of those players that we continued to, I would say, in a friendly manner, beat the living daylights out of, rolled in
with.
And joined the Griffball, the Play Griffball leagues, but also are now in the tournament that we're coming up for the finals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was really cool, because we were advertising for it, talking about what was happening, and they rolled in and were like, hey, why are you guys actually laughing? Because it seemed hard, and you're just kind of joking about it. Now I feel even worse. We're like, come join us. It'll be fun. Get in the competition. Here's the links.
That's cool. And
that's what happened.
I miss that. I don't think there's enough of that these days,
right,
in Halo.
And yes, and we boat raced them. We got in. Now, my next goal is, before the next tournament coming up end of August, we are going to take the next week that rolls with Griffball, and our goal is to end up with a total of 343 exact consecutive wins during that week.
Over how long?
That is an average of 85 games each day for 4 days each. I'll only be streaming 4 days during that week, but 85 wins per day. We'll do it 86th on the final day. We'll get 343 wins of Griffball consecutive without losing.
So what if someone tries to come in and ruin your streak?
Here's the thing. People can try, and I'm sure that they will, but I got 117 wins while laughing my butt off over 10 and a half hours. Do you really want me to try?
DJ, you better pay me off right now, because I will pull the team together and stream Snipey when you're at a 320.
Oh, Rage, you're joining me on this journey.
But you're then how on, am I going to stream
Snipey? I've already got you
it.
On my list of people that I'm bringing in for the stream.
Look, if I'm going to do it, then we have to be committed, not just to 343. We have to go all the way to 420. You can't get that close in the night.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, there we go.
I'm okay with that.
Jeez.
Like I'm totally
nuts.
Okay with that. 420 wins in a row, but we'll make sure to stop and do a commemorative 343 wins.
Can
we
stop
fine.
This? This isn't live, right? This is a recording. We can delete totally that from the pod.
No, it's here.
No, it's live.
It's here. It's out there.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Done.
You can go hardcore and go 777.
No.
Now that being said,
shut up. You shut up. You stop talking.
In a whole week.
Yo, Panzana with a gift
the 5 gifted subs.
10 gift sub.
Oh, 10 gift subs. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
10 gifted
Let's
subs.
Let's go.
Pens, the man made the money.
Let's do it.
The single financial income of Podtacular.
There you go. Keep the lights on, the channel running, the internet flowing.
We got Stingray, Krino, Hayden. DJ has a sub now.
DJ's not subbed?
No.
I was subbed. Oh, I think I was gift subbed. I've been gift subbed for so long.
I
know what happened.
Probably. Sculler, Into Sublime, Imperator Rome, Amug Us, G Lewis, and Skidly.
Amug Us.
Amug. Okay.
Sounds like something from Dune. But you'd name one of the sandworms.
Amug Us.
I'm a goose.
There we
go. Where were we?
I'm not sure, but we'll figure
it
out.
We were talking about your freaking
420
streak.
We did the recap
and what we did with our little run afterwards.
Yeah. Ooh,
perfect. All right.
So I'm surprised a little bit that Halo 4 is the game that was chosen by the community for this pick. I'm not totally surprised, but I am a little surprised.
We were a little concerned. I mean, obviously, I love shoutcasting Halo 4, but Rage and I had made an agreement that we were going to do this honest and legit and let the community decide. And we ran a very legit survey, and I was honestly expecting or anticipating H3 to end up being the winner. And
H4 you mentioned that at the
rolled
beginning
out,
of this.
Not just by slightly, H4 rolled out by a lot.
Wow.
It was a lot. That was. So for Halo 4 Griffball. So I'm super excited for it because that shapes what's happening this fall.
Yeah, so this last event, we did do the community choice. We put the three big ones that we did from the other events, 4, 3, and Reach. We also added in an alternative version of Reach in Dash, where we have Evade and Sprint. And that's my favorite mode. I absolutely love Griffball Dash. You can get that in matchmaking on a very rare occasion. No, that one was not going to be close to winning, but we had to throw it in there out of respect. And yeah, honestly, I thought Halo 3 was going to win. Usually Halo 3 pulls out the biggest numbers. But the support for Halo 4 was there from the beginning. The biggest turnout for the events was Halo 4. We got 16 teams. The other two finished at 13. This one finished at 12. And yeah, so the Halo 4 community came out and they showed how much their passion for the game. And I'm really excited because I think Halo 4 is a lot of fun to watch.
It is.
It really is. I mean, they designed it to be like a legit sport and game type in Halo 4, where Halo 3 and Reach, they kind of didn't add too much to it. It was interesting with the dinos and armor effects. But yeah, Halo 4, 343, like, really tailored that experience. So it's definitely one of, if not probably the premier way, I think, to play Griffball in today's Halo age. I'll have to see how Halo Infinite kind of mixes that up a little bit, too.
Fingers crossed. I'm excited to see what's coming.
It's going to be there.
Well, I'm very confident that it's going to be there. I'm like 99% sure. The only thing not confirmed is the bomb. We just need a bomb to confirm. And for all we know, it could be the ball, because we know, I think it was Halo 4 and 5. The oddball and the bomb were the same thing. So it could have been, but we haven't seen it just yet. We have seen a few glimpses of the hammer, and it's a little interesting because every single time it swung, everybody around it died. So very strong weapon in Infinite, as we're expecting. And we'll see how it translates to gameplay.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's going to be interesting. So, your first event was back in...
April. Yep, beginning of April.
That's
April
when we kicked
10th.
This whole thing off. Jeez. Yeah.
So, and that whole thing came about because DreamHack came and said, hey, we're going to we want you to throw an event. Let's throw an event. Let's throw some money into it. And I said, well, we could do one or... we could do 4 events with a slightly smaller cash prize on them and just roll through there.
Yeah.
Give more people an opportunity to kind of rake in some extra cash during a time and we're kind of stuck at home. Everybody's kind of figuring out what's going on with the world. What better way to practice than to really get the best of all the different Griffball situations and kind of roll it from there? They loved it. We loved it. Talked to Rage. Rage was like, heck yeah, let's go. And we did, which was super fun. So we're excited for what we've had as a turnout. We're really looking forward to what's coming up. And of course, if you want to watch this, it starts live at 12 noon Pacific. That's 3 p.m. Eastern on this coming Saturday, 2 days from now. And it'll actually be live both on the twitch.tv/DJBluePDX channel and twitch.tv/DreamHack_Clash for the community Clash finals.
Oh, so are you streaming on one and then moving over to the other? Because I thought you were just streaming on DreamHack.
Yeah, and then things changed. So now we are back on my channel with Community Clash as the host. We've also got the Astral Weekend Dance Party with Logitech G later on that night. Of course, the 24th also kicks off the DreamHack Beyond Digital Summer Gaming Festival that happens. And that's also where Insula Bounty Royale's alpha launches.
Yeah, your little other project you've been working on for a little over a year now.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I've never experienced so much stress in my life. A lot of fun. I had hair to pull out. I no longer have eyebrows.
Is your little bot going to find Fred?
I have no information on any current or future storylines with Insula Bounty Royale or Blacklist.
Actually, you do, and we know you do.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And now Haas is gone.
he'll be right back.
There he's back. Okay. Damn, Haas.
Yeah, so this kicks...
Oh, Haas got the nice chair.
Ah. Yeah, so this kicks off DreamHack Beyond, which is I think a brand new type of event for DreamHack, right?
Yes, this is the very first of their digital series that's happening in this way. It's obviously a response to try and allow people and gamers to really gather and have an opportunity. Everything from tournaments to influencer events, we've got it all coming at you from the 24th to the 31st of July. You can find out more at dreamhack.com/beyond. If you'd like to get your passes, you can get them through any of the multitude of Influencer tags, including dhk.gg/djbluepdx, just like it's spelled on the screen. Hashtag subtle plug.
Very nice. Very nice. I know I haven't been to a DreamHack, and I know GT hasn't been to a DreamHack. Haas, have you been to a DreamHack before? Can't remember if...
I've never been to a DreamHack.
No? Okay.
Well, what are you doing in November?
Coming down to Portland?
No idea. Maybe.
Coming
maybe.
To Atlanta. Meet me in Atlanta. We'll go out for drinks, because I'm going to be there for DreamHack Atlanta!
That could be a possibility.
Very possible.
Yeah, I don't think you... No, yeah, DJ wasn't here last week, and I don't think that was... Yeah, anyways. We've got a couple of things news-wise. Very light news week, so we don't have a lot really to talk about news-wise this week. But Uni did drop a tweet yesterday saying what the next Inside Infinite is going to be about, and it's going to be about the upcoming Insider Flight. So
yes,
things are coming up pretty quick, and...
basically, it's going to be a walkthrough of how to fill out the form and not be an idiot by not completing it.
So funny you say that. Yeah. Okay. I was gonna ask if you needed help editing that because Haas actually went out and was because he had been tweeting like, okay, it's not really as easy of a process as they're making it out to be because
what?
Okay. As I clarified last week. It is easy for us in the know,
mm-hmm.
who are like constantly, we follow 343 personalities, all the Halo news channels, like we're in the thick of it, right? Who it's not easy for is average Joe, Jane, etc., who goes home after work, eats their dinner, plays for an hour, and goes to bed. They know Halo Infinite exists. They know there's a Halo Infinite play early. But if you just go to HaloWaypoint.com and you are not signed in, try and find the insider within 5 seconds if you don't know how to already get there.
I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there.
But I already know that you don't know to go to HaloInsider.com.
Sure you do.
Like the average person. I'm not talking about us.
It's literally on the website, on the tweets, and it's been pushed by
every single person.
I didn't know that was a thing, and I'm signed up for it.
It's actually not on the website. You have to dig for it.
Which means you have to put forth effort. Which means you have to have cognitive
which means it's a barrier to entry
skills in place, which is the kind of skills you should have if you're going to be providing feedback for a game.
That's not my issue, is we're creating a bigger barrier of entry to get into early a chance to have early access to play Halo Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
If this is going to be our biggest game and we want to get out there as much as possible, we're making it a little bit more difficult for not us than I believe it should be.
And I'm going to throw this out as contrary, just to be the contrary Mary of the group, and here's why. Because as somebody who works in game development and watching what has to happen in order to get all of our people to provide the necessary feedback for our game, and we're coming into going from pre-alpha into alpha, let me explain to you why it's necessary to weed out people who can't seem to figure out how to do a little digging, A, how to use some common sense, B. Either way, I have seen a multitude of tweets, everything from, Xbox Insiders had it, the staff has had it, HaloInsider.com is a thing, it's a website, it's super easy to find. I know because I've been there, and if you're not listening, looking, or reading, may mean that you're probably, possibly, potentially not ready to be able to provide a cognitive level of feedback necessary to actually be part of the program. And I'm not saying that, hey, not everybody deserves to be on the early. The early isn't about early access for just everybody. It's about providing the necessary requisite feedback in order to perfect the final end of the product that needs that articulated feedback that the developers require in order to make the final bits of fine-tuning that is necessary for us to have a game that YouTubers won't go out on an edge and just completely freak out about like normal and have a complete panic attack.
Okay.
That being said, could they have said, hey, go to HaloInsider.com? Sure. Did they? I remember multiple times on multiple major broadcasts where they said it. And
is it on their trailer on YouTube?
Nope.
Who the cares? if it's on the trailer on YouTube. Do you wonder why? I don't watch the YouTubes. YouTube can
millions and millions of people do.
I know, and those people need to reach out and get a little bit more in depth in the product.
Some people are you don't saying want that
the average YouTube viewer is what is the feedback that you need?
Yes.
From a developer standpoint, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you and say,
I think you need as big of an audience to try and
catch.
You cannot keep catering to the people that have been on, I'm just going to PG this, been on their knees with their mouth open since 2007 for the same exact thing. You cannot just keep catering to these people. I'm one of those people. You got to stop catering to me.
I've never had you say anything hotter in my presence.
We need to start catering to the person.
GT is rethinking his life choices now.
For the game, yes. For the development of the game, no. I'm sorry. I've seen what happens on Twitter, and I've seen what happens in the comment sections of these YouTube videos, and I've seen the
kind development of absolute needs to be more in depth than Twitter feedback
that pours out of these people's mouths.
Twitter and Reddit feedback needs to be. That's not good feedback.
Right, you're right. Anything on Reddit? Reddit is a cesspool of mania that is absolutely terrifying. I love that I hate Reddit because you know what I don't have in my life? An incessant need for negativity. If I want that, I'll just look at TikTok comments.
And there, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people that they don't partake in a lot of social media discussions.
Right. You're right. I don't partake in social media discussions because I don't want to be involved in that. Yeah.
So
I don't care
enough. Watching a YouTube video and not scrolling through the comments is about as far as people go, or going to IGN.com or you know, one of those outlets for their, you know, once a week check-in on what's going on in gaming.
Yeah. So the smart people will do the research.
Yes.
If you're not willing to put the effort in, you don't need to be going ahead and providing feedback in the first place.
How are they advertising the flights?
Everywhere.
All right, No.
Okay, there's 100,000 people signed up. You think maybe that's not... Poorly.
What is the verbiage they are saying with the flights? It is...
Go to HaloInsider.com to sign up now.
Your Halo Insider profile is up to date to play Halo Infinite early.
Right.
They're not saying... To provide feedback for Halo Infinite early. They're not saying if you read subtweets, sure, you might get that message, but that's not in their broadcast memo. That's not the newspaper headline.
Here's a point.
Is as far as people read.
Okay.
Here's a point that I've learned in my years of IT. If you have a process where you have hundreds of thousands of people going through it, and there's a significant amount of people that are having issues with the process, there's something wrong with the process, not the people. Now, I don't know how many of those that Sketch is saying it's six digits who don't have a properly configured Halo Insider profile. But if it's a significant number
worth of issues,
I mean, if it's a significant number, that means there's a problem with the process, not the people doing it.
I would love to say that I agree with you, but I'll be honest. No, given the level of ignorance I've seen coming out of what has been deemed as Halo fandom, it's people not willing to read the instructions, do what's required, and pissy about the fact that,
why are they making it so much more difficult than
because anybody else in the
industry is doing. For that Call of Duty clone game that Ubisoft just dropped,
okay.
I logged into my Ubisoft account. And I clicked the platform, and then I clicked register. It was 3 clicks and I was done.
So here's an epiphany I just had too. We're probably looking at two separate kinds of early access here. One for 343, they want to get feedback,
but
so they're not
broadcasting that message properly.
You think? Because I got that very clearly.
So, to DJ's point,
I'm gonna pull up tweets.
So to DJ's point. to DJ's lots. Point, if people can't go through and read
I owe you ribs, by the way.
To DJ's point, if people can't go through and read a process, then the feedback that they're possibly going to give isn't going to be what they're looking for. So that's a possibility. I'm not saying that is the de facto, but that is a possibility. And then you have the other side where the pre-alpha or pre-release is just trying to hype it up and get a general like back in the day of what beta was more of a network performance test and for the devs to get logs and not really get feedback, minus other maybe major issues. So, depending, if 343 is trying to do the former, then maybe what they're doing is right. If they're trying to do the latter, their strategy is not working.
Okay, so I just read that long Unishek thread on what to do, blah, blah, blah. Not once in there does he say to give feedback.
What? Okay. What is... I'm going to go ahead and just throw this out there because obviously it needs to be asked. Why else would you be signing up for early access flighting if not to provide feedback?
Because I want to play the game.
The term beta alpha flight, which 343 loves to throw their own word.
We've been test flighting things for years.
Yes, but how do we always how does the industry test things? They test it through alpha, beta. That's how they advertise it, right?
And they use flighting.
90% of the industry, or fans, game players, or whatever, they're not like, wow, I'm going to skip over to GameStop, put my $5 down on Call of Duty to get my early access code so I can go to callofduty.com/forums and provide proper feedback because I want that game to be better next year.
Yeah, no, that's completely unrelated. You can't make analysis in your content. I am,
because people read the general gamer. If you explain flight to any of my friends, they're gonna be like, oh, so it's like a beta. Yep.
Okay. No.
It's K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid.
Exactly.
And they're not keeping it simple.
And yet, I find it superbly simple.
But you're in the know. Not everybody's in the know. Yes.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Do you follow at Halo?
Yes, you are.
So, DJ, here's the thing. So, yeah. When you're on your 117 game win streak, you know, there's plenty of people in there where you look at them, they're just like spinning in circles, so they don't know what the hell they're doing. And look at that potato over there. It should be easy enough for those potatoes to be able to sign up.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go. And as somebody who's, if I had one of those people, one of those potatoes sign up for my game for an alpha, like we have about to launch, that feedback is probably going to be useless. This is somebody who's basically rubber banded their joystick so that they can spin in circles and gain XP and just sit there in games because they're technically not idling. And they just roll through matchmaking for double XP weekends.
So, okay, hold on.
Congratulations, found somebody worthy in the industry, of providing feedback that I give a
shit about. Does a person that doesn't go to the forums give you any data to learn from? As a dev, on the dev side, if they are playing your alpha
hell
beta.
Yeah, they do.
Do they give you, the developer, information that you can use on the full game launch?
Usage statistics? Absolutely. If you're talking about it from a
those gotta matter
from a feedback perspective, there are two different variants as you're talking
about. And you're
gonna
get that one from
the one thing you guys are not remembering is they are developing Halo Infinite for PC. They are wanting the information from the people that are playing on PC on the hardware they're playing with. That's why they have to do the DX diag. Massive. So the 343
PC.
Hang on. Test. So 343 can see what hardware people are using to verify that the game's going to work on a wide range of hardware. That's for the PC side. Now, when it comes to Xbox side, I totally agree with Haas. There should be a button you click to register for.
Agreed.
For the flight. On the Xbox side, but not on the PC side, because there's much more information that they need to get on the PC side other than how well your Xbox connects to their servers.
Yep.
It's not that easy for Xbox, though.
And let me show you an example of this is why this is imperative. Because, for example, especially with hardware profiling and that playability and the feedback, if I'm using an Xbox controller or if I'm using a first-gen Xbox Elite, second-gen Xbox Elite, or a new Xbox One SX controller on a PC versus, say, an Astro C40 controller or using a myriad of the other off-brand controllers available on the market, each of these different sequences and response times are going to provide a different metric of feedback in the automated systems that log exactly that player's performance. It also is going to determine how you filtrate, whether or not somebody's saying, I've got lag times. Are we getting lag times specifically with everybody who's using a Gen 1 Elite controller? Are we getting lag times with people who are using a Xbox 360 controller on PC? Is it an Xbox 360 on a Windows 10 PC? Is it an Xbox 360 controller on a different version of Windows 10 PC? All of these different things mass up to a myriad of different potential problems when it comes to development. So you then have to navigate that along with your RAM, CPU, motherboards, GPUs. There is a ridiculous, and I mean, when we started looking through this stuff for Insula, it was wild looking at all the different levels of data and input that you have to consider and you have to navigate and you have to mitigate. And then you have to figure out how you're filtering this. Are you looking at this from a performance standpoint? Are you looking at this from a player standpoint? Are you looking at this from how the game is performing from the developer stand side, or whether or not the player is having a negative experience and why that player is having a negative experience? You've got to look at what's running in the background. You've got to look at what else is happening in it. Are they playing it in 4K, trying to get more than 60 FPS? Are they playing it with a GTX 1080 and trying to push 1440 at 120, which is basically burning out their PC? There are a multitude of things that have to be considered that are completely different than when you are trying to, say, have a test flight for Xbox, which is a consistent, standardized hardware profile that cannot be altered.
All that information you just said is 100% correct. That all matters.
But that's not the argument.
That's what they're looking at.
That's not the argument.
But
that's not the argument.
That's part of the registration process.
I'm going to ask you guys to answer this. Are we sitting here claiming 343 does not have, one, the resources or the competency to run this like other studios can? When I play a Call of Duty flight, I do not have to run a DIAC. When I run the Battlefield beta, I don't have to do this. When I was playing the PUBG beta, I didn't have to do this.
Are you talking about a game studio that designed a game originally for PC and then ported it to Xbox? Because you're talking about a completely separate situation and a completely different dialogue to be had with a company that has been based on Xbox since its get-go and is now navigating into the PC field.
Microsoft is a PC company.
Number two.
They don't have the resources to get this information?
As a gamer, I'm going to come at this from two different standpoints. And both of them have the same answer.
We're going to wrap this up in 2 minutes, by the way.
Unless you have worked in development, specifically in the process of pushing out a game and data analytics, it is absolutely of zero consequence what you think a company should be doing compared to what the company is actually doing, because it is up to them to determine how to manage their company and manage how they build a game. And for those of us who know these people on a personal level, I trust what they're doing and I trust the process they're doing it, and they're doing it in the way that they feel is the best way to get this done as quickly as possible in the right way possible. As a developer, I'm looking at this and I realize everything they're doing is completely understandable. So for both of those perspectives, for me, I have zero issues with what's going on whatsoever. I trust them.
You're also not the everyday gamer, though.
Well, that is also true.
Not everyone has that ability or understanding. And there are certain expectations in the game industry, certain ways that gamers...
And this is why I don't get into conversations about these kind of things, because I...
No. You make valid points. It's good to hear from your perspective, since you've been on both sides of the fence. So it's good to hear. But at the same time, I get what Haas is saying. The process for the average Joe is not easy. And depending on what 343 is actually trying to get out of this, they're either restricting it down on purpose to where people are trying to follow those directions.
It's a no-win situation for 343, because you can't really just come out and say, like, we're trying to get A, B, C, and D information. But at the same time, that might help clarify for us that are, like, following and maybe have questions about it. That might clear up some of that doubt, but it's not a, there's no winning here.
So
there are things that may not be public facing.
So you got to consider maybe they're pushing it so hard and they only have any, they don't even have like a, if it's really, if there's really a lot of people that have signed up that don't have good configured profiles, then they either need to put a video out or put a, something out that says, like, lays it out. Here's how you sign up.
That I totally agree with.
Because how they're pushing it, it seems like they want everyone to sign up, but the process doesn't work. If the, if they're really saying that they have all these people registered and they want more people to have their profiles fixed and they're pushing it this hard, there's something wrong with their process.
I have a idea of it. You know, it'd be really good, actually. Haas, Dusty, GT.
Haas has already recorded a video and we're going to publish it.
I'm going to say, like, yeah, putting out a video of how to actually do it properly. Now, yes. There is a gold mine. There's a gold mine. Because every single reply to every one of these, I thought I filled it out correctly and didn't. You all can go, hey, we've got it on our YouTube channels. We've got the video here. Check out our tutorial on how to make sure. Now, that from those people who get it and who understand how to do it, that would be a great opportunity to continue spreading. Hey, if you're not getting it or not understanding all the steps, here's how we do this. Here's how we flow. That would be, that is something that I think those members in the know and the community members who are able to answer those questions, or at least answer the questions on how to make sure that you are signed up correctly, so that nobody at 343 is having to go, hey, can you guys actually finish the form? Because that would be ideal.
Yeah.
That would be ideal. Also, can you send me that link, Haas? Because I will push that shit out like crazy.
Yeah, I need to blur out some email addresses, and I suck at video editing. So
if you need some help, Haas, and you want some After Effects done to post, hit me up.
I think that's a genius thing to do, is to put the tutorial out. Let people see how to actually do it right.
So it was a little bit of a cynical tutorial, but I did do it and showed the entire process from trying to create an email, which is really hard in 2021, by the way, because every name is taken in the world. Right. But like, after we got
except
past
for
that,
Boobsy McSpatula, that yeah, asked alone. That if you'd like there. Boobsy McSpatula at gmail.com, I've got it.
So it's like, it's just getting through that. But once I got past that cynical moment, and, you know, I did share my current feelings, as I just shared here.
I know.
The holes, but yes.
The holes.
I still owe you it hugs, and I'm going to take
out. Hey, Haas, if you need an extra Xbox Live email address, just let me know. I have 7.
Jesus!
Okay, yeah.
Why?
Every time he's re-recorded an Achieving Halo video, and it hasn't worked.
Oh, no.
4 of those are on from one level. Anyway, next.
Anyways, yes. So let's move on.
I love you, Haas, by the way. I do. What? Where'd he go?
He said he was going to turn his camera off for a second.
Oh.
Wife probably stepped in.
It's like, oh God, I've been sorry.
Next week's and maybe they might go through the whole process in next week's Inside Infinite. Maybe they've kind of read the cards and it's like, oh, maybe we do have an issue here. So,
or next week, take everybody through the process of how to sign up on Podtacular.
Yeah, we could do that during the show too.
I feel like that's coordinate a that thing with the video. Do.
I have spare email addresses.
I've got a spare 2 email addresses. Yeah.
Telling you people, tune in 3, next week actually. To find out how to get yourself in for it. Live right here on Podtacular.
I think Uni helped get us the Podtacular name back. I have to check.
There you go.
We might have that. Yeah. There it had like 25 gamer score on it, and then I think we got him to do a name change for it. So anyways. Let's move into the main topic of things.
I'll be go honest, back and like, check. That would be exciting to actually promote, because I think that's a good thing people need to see. How do you do it? How do you do it right? Why is it important? Yep. The DX Diag process, I'm not going to lie. Like, for those of us who know how to do it, is not an easy thing to figure out. But once you figure it out, just throw it on.
Yep.
Actually, I found...
Haas recorded a video, and we'll see if it needs to be doctored up at all. But
there you go.
I will say that as a guy that is new to PC gaming,
really only been PC gaming for 3 years now. It was the instructions that they give on the website work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just have to follow them.
90% of the people that I've dealt with don't understand instructions when they read them.
Well, that's a separate problem. To be honest.
I'm not saying anything bad about people. It just, and I'll do this myself. Whenever I come into a new project, I'll read instructions and my mind inserts words that aren't there. No, I'm serious. I've seen lots of people have the same problem. You know, so it's not just an isolated case of a few people. You know, I work in customer service. You know, I deal with Joe Blow, the average guy, every day. And every day I have to explain instructions to someone. And it's not just the same person. It's every time I have to explain what the instructions say and what they mean. I mean, even simple instructions inside of a catalog, like note A, does it have trim in the rubber gasket? Yeah, with, without, what's that mean? Anyway, just, we need to be patient with people. And one thing I would really like to find out is what information is actually wrong.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see if it's like one thing that's like constantly coming up or
like, people can't remember how to remember their email address.
Either way.
Open a carton of milk, grab sledgehammer. It is a way to get it, but not a greatest way to drink it.
TLDR, go to HaloInsider.com. Make sure that your profile is up to date. Follow the instructions when you go to HaloInsider.com.
Well, everything go to HaloInsider.com, log in, then check your profile.
There you go. Yeah, that
log too. In with the email tied to your gamer tag that you want to be part of the flight, especially for those with multiple gamer tags.
All right.
All right. Let's do this. DJ Rage.
DJ Rage. What's up?
I've broken the show.
We've got,
I'm sorry.
Hopefully, a bucket.
What?
It's a pail. How are we doing this this time?
Doing the pail right, again.
I have
the pail.
I have
the
my
bucket,
metal pail. I have 1, 2,
there's
three,
a hole in my bucket.
4,
dear Liza.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 wads of paper. Oh, you
just 12 wads of paper.
I got 12 wads of paper. That's it.
All right.
You can see them here.
Yes, in the pail.
Yes.
What if that's a different pail?
They are wadded up, and now we'll keep the pail in front of me because there are 12 wads of paper in my pail.
Okay, pale so wads to go with this pail. Pale face, pale head.
Here we go.
Pale.
Wow. Yikes.
Wow.
So, what
it's
we're
so
doing
bright.
Here?
The funny thing is the pail is throwing off your white balance, so now you're super dark.
I'm all like, look at me, I'm tan. It's amazing. I'm next to this is how Cylons get tan. They just stand next to one of the toasters. It's all like, I've been watching Battlestar Galactica.
I need to start watching that at some point.
It's so good.
After
also,
I
just
books.
Got sent by a fan the I got sent the Ultimate Collection, which includes the original Lauren Green, the movie, the whole series, Battlestar Galactica 1980, and then I've got the 2004 series with the original mini series plus Razor plus The Plan plus Blood and Chrome plus Caprica. The whole series of Caprica.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got everything in it, plus the director's cuts, it's all 4K Blu-ray, it's wild.
Wow.
Oh, it's so good. I was super jazzed when I got it. And it was like, yeah, I heard you like Battlestar Galactica, here you go.
Very nice.
Yeah, it comes in a red
That's
box.
Cool.
Neat.
Yeah.
So.
All right, we've got 12 teams. Who are the teams for this Halo 4 tournament? And there's a bigger prize pool. I believe too.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to in a second. But who are the teams?
Is there?
Let's start with the teams.
Wait. No, same prize.
Is it larger or is it same? Okay, same. Same prize pool.
Yeah.
$1,000.
Okay, so, this time around, this last event, the first three were draft events. This one's a classic event. So we didn't have players sign up for a draft to balance out the teams. We let people come in and pick out their own teams that they wanted. And we ended up with 12 teams this time.
Okay.
And our 12 teams are La Chancla, who is captained by King Rick, Free Simo, who is captained by Demon, XD, who is captained by Gingy, Redemption Runners, who is captained by Emstel, who won the last Halo 4 event, Digital's team, who is captained by Digital Pain, Shocker, Goon Squad, who is captained by Mungo Pungo, Easiest Pie, who is captained by Maverick, Bricked, who is captained by Warrior, Mash and Dash, who is captained by Killer DJ Demon, Hybrid Theory Remastered, who is captained by Vex Loxodrome, Gravity Hammers, who are captained by Emperor Romeo, and Rage's Angels, captained by Moldybolts.
Rage's Angels.
Thanks. And that last team, Rage's Angels, they're actually a team who... So when we did the signups, we had team signups, and we also did a free agent pool, so people who didn't have a team already could sign up, get their name out there. And when we were, and then once all the team signups ended, we just took all those players left in the pool and we just put them all into one team. And they called themselves Rageous Angels.
My dog's just dragged a chair across the yard.
Across the yard?
Well, I feel like it just went out the back door.
Aren't you in a basement?
Oh.
Well, I am, but the upstairs floor is above me and I feel like they just dragged a chair out into the backyard. They're large dogs. Okay.
They're horses.
Well, they're
ponies.
Danish moose. We'll call them, yeah.
Ponies is good.
Danish ponies. Donies. Is that like a brony, only worse?
What a...
I don't know.
Everything what I've just said ball. Is terrible. Yeah. Anyway. All right.
So, for this drawing, we're doing teams that are going to be randomly seeded 1 to 12. The bottom four teams are going to get a bye because the higher seeds will get host preference in the games. And host preference is a huge deal in Griffball. It'll pretty much decide some of the games between even teams. So the bottom four seeds are going to get the buys and we're going to go backwards. So the first teams that get drawn here by DJ will be the four teams with the 9, 10, 11, and 12th seeds, and they will get buys in the first round of the event on Saturday.
Now, just and to show everybody else, up. When this started, we start out with 16 teams. So I have pulled number 16 out, number 15, number 14, and number 13 all out of the bucket. Putting them over here on the laptop. All right. We're now going to my tiny wads of paper.
We're going to need to upgrade this a little bit for next season.
I like
things. We're going to fancy this up a little bit.
Can we at least get different pieces of paper? Because the fact that he has the 16 to 13 implies he has the same ones.
I have the same ones for the last 4 months, and I'm going to be honest. They've been wrinkled a lot. We're going to need to do this differently next time.
Paper has never gone so far.
So. Right, I'm going to be honest, like, this is the last time. It's starting to tear. It's so tired. First number we pull out of the bin is 10.
Number 10.
Number 10!
That is Hybrid Theory Remastered. They are the 12th seed. They will get...
Great album, by the way.
They will get zero host preferences in the event, but they will get a bye. Sorry, Snipe.
Oh, Snipe. Sorry.
I swear
great
I
didn't album. Like to draw.
Great album.
Next up, here we go. Is God, you're right. These actually have to be replaced next time. It's awful. Three!
Number three.
That is XD. That is Gingy's team. They get the 11 seed, and they will definitely Gingy's be one of the favorites going into this event. So Gingy's thank God for that. Balancing this out just a tiny bit.
All right. This one is our next one.
This would be seed number 10.
He uses his teeth. Why not just put the bucket down? I think people are going to trust you.
Because then they don't know that I didn't pull it out randomly.
Oh, they trust four. You. Come on.
Four, that is Redemption Runners. That is Emstel's team.
Warner painting this way.
Making it very difficult for him to go for a repeat.
Yes. All right.
What we got next?
The last team with a bye.
A lot of manual dexterity is what we have. Fuck.
Oh, it's rigged. It's rigged.
Did you roll a one for your dexterity?
Nine. I did. I got a nine here. That nine.
That is Mash and Dash. That is Killer DJ Demon's team. They are the ninth seed.
All right, let's go with the next one. I have finger cramps by the time this whole show is done. Number 12!
That is Rage's Angels. That is the free agent team. Maybe the worst spot to be in. The lowest host priority that does not get a bye. You know, this definitely did not work out for an EU team when we did this in Reach.
Yeah, no, it was... the poor EU players got completely destroyed. But I'll tell you who's coming up next on the bottom of the barrel. It's number one.
Number one, that is La Chancla. That is King Rick's team.
La Chancla.
That's my favorite team name.
All right, that's number 7 is LeChancla, coming up in 6th spot. I can figure out how to do this with my fingers. Or not. 8. Looks like no. Yep. 8.
8. That is Bricked. That is number Warrior 2001 team.
All right. Next up.
All right.
This is
number 5.
5. That you're right. 5.
That
number
is
5.
That is Digital's team, captained by Digital Pain.
Digital Pain. I'm sorry, Bubba.
Digital Pain. Well, I mean, 5 is pretty good.
Yeah.
We're getting to the point where these are good seats. You're happy to be. You're happy to still be here.
And coming up next is number 2. Team number 2.
Dude, that is Free Simo. That is Demon's team. They're another one of the more higher seated or higher expected teams to perform.
We got 3 left. And down DJ's to our final using his 3. Mouth again.
It's tired of using my fingers, man. I'm getting arm cramps. Number 6. Different than 9 because I wrote it differently.
Squad.
It's a 6.
That is, yeah, that is Goon Squad, captained by Mungo Punga with the number 3 seed. So we are down to our final 2, Gravity Hammers and Easiest Pie. Let's see who gets
now.
The
drum roll or
I do want to give a shout out to Goon Squad because both Katie Skill and Miss Wolverine and I got to meet 2 years ago at Halo Outpost Philadelphia, which was almost exactly 2 years ago. We ended that tour yesterday, back in 2019.
Wow.
Was there.
Yeah, I was at all of them. I was sick on that one.
Were you? I'm sorry.
11. Yeah. That 11, is Gravity Hammers. That's Emperor Romeo, which means Easy as Pie gets the number 1
That's
seat.
A name.
That I will say, Dusty, I never want to have to go back to Philadelphia because of the use of all the unions. Number 7, just to confirm. That is the final number in the bucket. Everybody sees that's how it works out.
Isn't that an L?
It's actually led by Don Cheadle. You're terrible. I love it.
Okay. So for those familiar with who have been with Griffball for a while, they'll know Easy as Pie. They've won many championships, but this is not the same roster you're expecting. This roster is Maverick, Regressor, 7, Grunt Potter. I think Regressor is the only actual legacy member of Easy as Pie.
And to bring it back to point, Easy as Pie won the world championships that year in 2015, my very first gaming event ever that I ended up shoutcasting on the main stage. And that was the same one where I got to meet all these amazing people. And we ended up at that barbecue joint right around the back door. And it was probably the best food. We had all the different things on the, we had the little skewers.
Kebabs.
Remember the kebabs? There were so many different kebabs.
Moonshine. Amazing. That was the place.
Yes. And that's also, I believe, what we drank at one point.
Maybe.
So you don't.
I had a $5,000.
Can I confirm or deny that?
It was $5,500 to reserve, and there was basically $1,200 worth of booze that we had left over by the end of the night that had to be,
dude,
either drunk
Dusty
or just
rolls out like the waiter with a gator. He's just out there with this giant tray of shots. He's like, drinks. I looked at him and thought, I never thought I would see this as being something you would do. And he's just handing drinks out to people. And
it's a special party.
It was, wow.
So in 4 years, when we have our 20th anniversary.
Whoa. Really?
Mm-hmm. 4 years, yeah. 4 more years.
Oh my God, that is 4 years away.
It is 4 years away, yeah.
All right, start planning it. I'll chip in, for sure. That's going to be fun.
Got to figure out where, because I don't know if we'll do like an RTX thing again. I don't even know if RTX is, I guess RTX might happen again.
Wasn't it online, like not too long ago?
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably was for the first one, yeah. Or no, sorry, not the first one. Probably for last year. I don't know if they had one this year. I honestly didn't look, but yeah.
I think they just did. Like, I feel like I saw something about that in my YouTube feed.
Yeah,
I can double check.
A week from yesterday, it will be our 16th anniversary for the podcast.
Oh my gosh!
Yep,
that is awesome.
Yep. 791. We're 9 short of that 800 mark being like 50 episodes per year, but
quick.
We've made up some ground since
segment this into 10 pieces.
we're doing a podcast tomorrow as well. I'll be recording a podcast while GT's hosting Frag and Friday. We had a group reach out to us who got referred to us by the Coral and Downfall.
Oh, cool.
Fan game team. And they're doing an audio drama.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun.
We've gotten some sneak peeks into some audio episodes. They have a couple episodes already in the pocket. They've released three teasers so far. So we're actually going to have them on to talk about what their project is about, what the setting is. And then we'll be releasing that podcast on Monday. And they're going to coordinate a trailer release along with the podcast release.
Well, that's a lot. That sounds a lot like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I am old enough to remember radio shows and old radio dramas that were, they were very old school. And that was one of the few radio stations my parents would let me listen to. So I'd fall asleep listening to the radio mystery of the night. It would go on for a couple hours and it was all Foley work and sound. And I was fascinated by it. I think it's probably what led me into doing radio, but this would be really cool for a Halo base.
Only the shadow knows.
Right.
So for anyone who's interested and wants to kind of read up on it before the podcast comes out, it is called Tarkov, A Halo Story. And I've linked one of the teasers or one of the trailers in the Twitch chat for those that are watching live right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get good, podcast listeners. You missed out.
All right. So where do we go from here? We've got the 12 listed. We've got a bracket, I'm assuming, that will be getting posted probably sometime tonight or tomorrow, which I don't think I got the link for this time around, so can't show that one this time, unfortunately. Oh, Rage is sending to me now.
Yep.
So
I'm on top of things this time.
Speak a little bit while I get this thing set up in OBS.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are wanting to come see it on Saturday, it's the final event. Each event is presented by DreamHack, powered by PlayGriffball.com. It is the DJWBDX Griffball Summer Series. The winning teams walking home with $400 as a cash prize. The second place team will end up with $200. That's $50 per player for the second place team, $100 per player for the first place team. Same as the rest of the events. And that is going to conclude the Griffball Summer Series. But don't worry, there's more Griffball coming up starting in August. At the end of August, we'll kick off our fall Halo Griffball series, and my goal is to have one at the end of August, one at the beginning of October, and then one the week before Infinite launches. Total of three. Yeah. And we'll have more about those price packages in the future.
That's very cool. Yeah, are any of those going to eventually be in person, you think? Or all online? Oh,
no. No, okay. Not all of them. We are in talks, depending on the future of the world, as to whether or not we will be having the final at or partially at DreamHack Atlanta. That is the goal. Those conversations are still in the works, and we're working on getting through DreamHack Beyond before we even talk about any of that. But I will say this, that if it does get announced, I'll make sure it gets announced on this show first for you.
Appreciate you, bud.
There you go. Exclusive.
All right, we're going to do this lifetime, so hopefully...
This is where dust breaks it. Get your bingo cards out.
There it is! No, no, he had it! It was there!
It's the other one. It's the other bracket. Hang on. I got to update the link.
Oh, yeah, that already happened.
Complete with commercials.
Did they pay for that?
There we go.
Nice. All right.
Looks so much cleaner with an even number.
Wow. Digital's team is going to go up against Free Simo with Rageous Angels taking on Easiest Pie right before Bricked goes against Goon Squad and LaChancla. What? No. LaChancla?
LaChancla.
LaChancla. Sorry. All I'm thinking of is...
That's the thing Mexican parents hit their kids with.
Wow. And LaChancla is going against Gravity Hammer.
It's a sandal, people.
Oh my gosh.
Bracket one goes up against Hybrid Theory, and bracket two will hit up Mash and Dash, while bracket three goes against XD, and bracket four takes on the Redemption Runners.
You guys don't believe me, that's ask any Mexican child.
Okay.
Wow.
This is podcast. What? Listen. Rage would know.
I would have to.
He's smart. Well, you know, it wouldn't be a show with DJ if things didn't go off the rails.
I mean, you're not wrong. All right. So we've got the bracket. We've got the teams. We've got the prize pool. We've got the stream info. So is it starting on your channel? And then why is my thing? Anyways.
No, this is, you can tune into either twitch.tv/DreamHack_clash or go directly to twitch.tv/DJBluePDX for everything we're going to be doing.
Very nice. And you're kicking off the week of DreamHack Beyond.
Yes, we're kicking off DreamHack Beyond. I think
you're doing some other stuff along with that, not just the Griffball stuff too.
Absolutely. Do you want me to talk about that as well?
Sure.
All right. So everybody knows that my initial divergence from the reason I need to take time away from Attack Like I Now talk about it is because of the in-depth work that I've been doing as not only just the community manager now, but one of the producers for Insula, Bounty Royale, a game by Black Lotus Digital Gaming, and we're going to be launching our very first alpha. We've been in pre-alpha for a while now, getting things put together, and that alpha gets launched this Saturday. If you'd like to know more, you can check out our Twitter channel at twitter.com/playinsula, or if you'd like to get your chance of getting a ticket, getting a chance to give me a code, two things could happen. You can either jump directly into the Play Insula Discord at discord.gg/playinsula, or go to the actual event at DreamHack Beyond, and you can get your chance to, we're giving away 400 codes during the event live to random attendees who come by our booth. So check it out. Beyond is actually a video game instead of a video game. It's kind of cool. Kind of like me.
That is really cool.
But yeah, you'll see all sorts of different fun things. We've got some new trailers coming out. We just perfected today. I gave everyone here a sneak peek at it.
Yeah, you did. And
it's cool.
It's legit.
Lots of fun stuff. Techno Live coming in. I know Techno's getting in on it, coming in from Australia. What up, dude? Yeah, Bubba. Who I would love to play Halo with. And every time we try, it's so delayed.
Oh, no.
Oh, you have no idea. If Techno and I try and play Halo together in matchmaking or otherwise.
Techno with the follow. Thank you, Techno.
Yeah, Techno. The input delay is so bad. Now, there is something we could have a long, long discussion on why that's a thing. Looking at you, Oz.
Yeah. There's some technical things there.
I don't get it.
Are you the poster child for the AT&T commercials? Oh, sorry.
But we're excited for it. We're gonna see what the world thinks about our game. It's in its alpha stages again. It is prone to have, I'm sure, issues, but we are getting just the multiplayer piece where it's PvP in a game that will eventually include PvP, PvE, and campaign elements and events all in one match.
Interesting campaign elements.
Yes. So there's a campaign. There's a massive storyline at the back end, and there are certain things that you'll need to accomplish in the game in varying different maps and different environments that you'll need to do. You'll have to do this in the midst of the PVEs of players dealing with the external combatants coming in, as well as the mini bosses and boss and raid bosses that'll be coming in, on top of the fact that other players may be just coming after you to take your bounty by killing your booty. Just going to leave that there. Stare into the camera.
Let's do that. All right. Anything else from DreamHack Beyond to mention?
Chase your dreams and beyond.
And hack away at your enemies.
Here you go. You dream it.
We'll hack it.
You believe it. There you go. And now I'm done.
All right. Before we wrap things up, GT, what do we got for playlist coming up for Halo 5? I go and try to scrounge around to get the MCC update.
Let's see. We got, what is this? The 22nd. For this weekend, we have Action Sack rotating in for Community Slayer. And next weekend, we get CE Anniversary Throwback coming in for Action Sack. And Warzone Turbo goes live. For the MCC, we have Escalation Slayer rotating in for Halo Reach 2, Halo Reach, Halo 2 Anniversary, and Halo 4 as Griffball sadly disparts.
Nope, that was last week's.
Did you not update it?
That was 2 weeks ago.
Griffball is out.
I just pasted it. It's already gone.
Brad, we've been playing it.
Refresh.
It's OneNote. You don't refresh.
I mean, it's there.
Screwdriver. Waiting.
Close and reopen.
Fine.
It's refreshed on my end.
One moment stream while it still says the same thing.
Okay, I'll read it off then. We've got shoddy snipers coming in for escalation slayer being moved back to action sac. And then we've got ranked Halo Reach team hardcore rotating in. Halo 2 classic team hardcore is rotating out. All the hardest of core.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Halo 2 is a gem for me as far as multiplayer. So
I'll be honest, there's a lot of players that owe me a lot of thanks for sacrificing myself in so many different opportunities and killing me so often in a game. They have short games. It's because I died that quickly.
Fair enough.
And you're welcome.
All right. That is going to pretty much wrap it up. DJ, you have your little spiel that you wanted to say for the end. Now's the time to do it.
I just wanted to say thank you so much to everybody from the Podtacular community, both Dusty, GT. I'm so glad Haas is back on the show. When I think of Podtacular, you three are the names and people that I know are going to lead this into its back into its original format, and I'm loving it. You all have been so incredibly supportive, and I absolutely love the consistent passion and the continued, I would say, elevation of the conversations that we like to have and that we as a community need to continue having. Some of them are adverse. Some of them are tough. Some of them involve varying different elements of opinions, and none of those opinions are wrong. Everybody's got their right to have their opinion, and it just means we are as equally passionate about a game that has brought us together and continues to bring us together and will continue to bring us together in the future. Let's be honest. It's Halo. Possibilities are infinite. I had to do a cheese ball ending. I'm sorry.
Hey, I love it. I love it. That's what we're here for. We got the serious conversations. Then we've got the random tangents of Pokemon or who knows what else. We hope to have you back at some point soon. I know you said you'll be back for all the Griffball stuff, but hopefully the Infinite Hype will bring you back for a few more podcasts.
Yeah, before Infinite first launches. Custom game of grunt tossing.
Yeah, Craig back in there yet?
No, sadly, he just got licensed, so I can't actually use him again.
Oh, no. Seriously?
Yep.
Well, that sucks. Can you just change it ever so slightly?
Yeah, I'm going to have to a lot, to be honest.
Dang. That sucks a little bit. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have multiple backups.
Right.
It's DJ. he'll come up with something.
Yep.
He'll come up
with something. Italian accent.
So yeah. Oh my God.
Can I do it?
For those that were wondering, because we had this question a few times, no, Haas was not a replacement for DJ. That was never the case.
Haas was here long before me.
We had Haas on for E3, our pre-E3, and he voiced an interest to maybe come back and do a little bit more with the Halo Infinite hype. So we brought him on in addition to DJ. DJ's taking a step down from the co-host seat. He might be back at some point. He'll be definitely back as a guest host. And I hear sirens somewhere.
I'll come back and visit. No sirens. But
yeah, that's me. I get jets too.
I get what sounds like elephants.
I hope he's not going to get arrested or anything.
Right. No, those sirens are not at my house. I don't know. Somebody.
I mean, a few months ago they were, weren't they?
What? Well, yeah, that was a whole different story.
Anyways.
But.
Yeah, so DJ won't be a stranger to the stream, I'm sure. You'll guys see him in here several times, probably before Infinite comes around. Hopefully not just for Griffball. But it's been fun having you on, DJ. You always bring a smile to our faces. You always make us laugh and remind us that there's always a little bit of DJ for everybody. And we have a good time every time you're on the show. So thank you for what you've contributed to the podcast, even for the short while you were here. Maybe the future will change that a little bit. We'll see what happens. But thank you for everything that you've done and continue to do for the podcast, and thank you for your gift bomb of 5 tier 1 subs. Thank you for that. Techno Master Dale Slice Dice Kill. Killer. Slice Dice Killer.
Ooh, that's Slice a, Dice that's, Killer.
That's a good one.
That is actually that's a good great username. Name.
Yeah. Fuchs getting
like
another
a
one.
Chef and a psycho.
Yeah. And Jay-Z. So thank you, DJ. Much love.
Well, you know, next time it'll be Beyonce.
Share the love over on DJ's channel. Make sure you check out the on Saturday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, for the final game, the Summer Series, the final tournament of the Summer Series, going into the Fall Series, which is very exciting that DreamHack is going to continue to push Griffball.
Oh, it's
funny it's little thing. But yeah. I've had the story in the back of my head for a while, and I wanted to bring it up when you were on the show. I peruse the Halo subreddit because there's some good content on there every once in a while. It's not all negative, but there was a part in there where someone had uploaded a clip about someone either doing, I think, spawn camping.
Oh, yeah. Like not in Griffball?
Yeah. And there was a comment on there is like, imagine being butthurt over something like Griffball. And I'm like, dude, you don't know how serious competitive Griffball is. I didn't say anything, but it's like, this person has no freaking idea how serious Griffball is.
I would roll up in there and be like, I will clap your so quick.
So, oh my gosh, Hoss, that's a throwback.
What?
That's a throwback and a half. Oh my gosh.
No, my God. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Wow.
It's Beowulf hard at work.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh Lord.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you everyone for tuning in. For those of you on Twitch watching us live, thank you for coming on over. For those who are listening to us on the download, you can catch the live show of the podcast every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. That is 5:30 p.m. Pacific. And you can also catch us on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And that is when we have Fraggin' Friday, typically hosted by GT. We have a poll that goes up in our community Discord for voting if we do Halo 5 or MCC for our Fraggin' Fridays. So if you want to be part of the game nights, head on over to our Discord, podtaggler.com/Discord. Put in your vote and then come join us on Fridays. We also have Achieving Halo, which takes place at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time on Sundays. We're currently going through the Season 7 challenges of MCC. So if you have some of those challenges, you want to come join us and get some of those challenges done, come on over, join us up, and we'll get those with you as we go through and get them ourselves. You can also check out the podcast on YouTube. We've got some videos up there. We've got Achieving Halo, which GT, I think, is starting to kind of come back around to, I think, right? Did you get your edit fixed yet? Maybe.
We're
trying to upload some of the older podcasts as well up on the YouTube channel. We've also got Facebook, Twitch. We've got our Spartan company, podtaggler.com/company, which we're chipping away at some more of the company commendations. We also have our Xbox Club. If you share anything on the Xbox Club that's Halo-related, or if you drop anything in the Discord that's Halo-related, we'll talk about it in our Tales from the Foxhole segment, which we typically do at the beginning of the show. This show was a little bit different since we were doing the bracket drawing for today, but we'll be back to regular next week. And then you can catch the podcast on your preferred podcasting platform of choice. We've got it on iTunes, Amazon Music, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find PodTackler. If there's a place that we are not on that you've listened to podcasts, then head on over to, head on over to Twitter or Discord, let us know, and we'll get that sorted out as quickly as we can. Want to thank you to. What are you guys doing?
Nothing.
Livejournal.com. What the heck is livejournal.com?
Wow. Wow.
Apparently, I'm very young and I made some people feel really old just then.
LiveJournal was the original like blog site. It was the other...
Before geosites?
Like, it was way back, in, like pre-MySpace. LiveJournal was back in the day, right? AIM Podtacular. There we go. Haas gets it.
I mean, I was in the age of AIM.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you
AIM
really?
My AIM handle is Dust Pettigrew.
ASL pick?
ASL pick. I don't know that one.
Ooh. Wow.
What's your age? What's your sex?
I remember.
Where do you live? And do you got a picture?
Right. There you go. Yep. I remember with AIM back in the day having 15 conversations open at once on one computer screen, and you were just constantly mousing and typing and tapping and alt tabbing and tabbing over and having 15 conversations with people. And it was wonderful. It was like being in the middle of a party, but having an individual conversation with 15 people back and forth. And you knew they were doing the same thing. Then they would give you a picture. And 27 minutes later, this is very tiny 360p picture would eventually evolve into something you could see. And by that time, you'd already wasted your entire month's allotment of 56K internet. And, everything was dead.
Those 36 pixels were so hot, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And you could start smelling the plastic on the modem heat up.
The dust starts igniting.
No, you blew that out first or just sucked it with a vacuum. And then right before you got onto your AIM session. Why are you vacuuming your room? I'm not. I'm vacuuming the modem. What are you doing?
So Pence, to your point, what we did with those AOL CDs is we turned them into like racetrack cars.
Oh my God. See, I had a Christmas tree that I would just punch holes through them and hang them as ornaments. And like, that was when I was really young and I didn't have any money. I was able to go and find somebody who dumpstered a Christmas tree that was either crapped or got half burned and cut it off. And then I would put it in my studio apartment, pieces of one in a studio apartment, then I would hang AOL CDs from them.
That's funny.
Coasters
for me. I kid you not, it was the most ghetto thing ever I've ever done. Well, not the most, but it was one of the things that I've done in my life.
Pretty freaking close.
Money.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I just use Windows 98 install CDs. Because I have an entire armada of those.
Why?
Because I was always reinstalling Windows 98 on everything that ever crashed. Because they only came on CD.
Back then, yeah.
Yep.
Anyways. There
you go. All right.
Yeah, so for those that support us, we thank you so much, whether it's just tweeting out the stream, coming and watching us, sharing any of the events that we have going on throughout the week. We appreciate all the support there. If you want to support us monetarily, you can do so in a number of different ways. You can subscribe to us on Twitch. We've got a few people that subscribe to us, and we've got Pence, who decides to just give everyone a subscription. So if you don't have one, just ask. I'm sure he'll give one to you. We've also got Patreon for you guys to support us over there. We've got a number of perks. We've got Prestige, who's going to be redeeming his perk here in the next couple of weeks. We've also got Pins, who's double dipping over on Patreon. And then we've also got Confal supporting us over on Patreon. So podtacklercop.com/Patreon. And for those who are interested in just doing a straight money donation, you can donate to us through PayPal, podtacklercop.com/donate. We appreciate all the donations. It's definitely not required, but for those that have donated and have supported us, you're the reason why we're being able to put on a $2,000 Super Fiesta competitive tournament. So thank you so much for all the support that you guys have given us. We are looking forward to all the Forge entries that are going to be coming down from the Forge Hub contest. And then we've got the tournament that GT and I get to plan for, and that's going to be a whole bunch of fun. But if you're interested in the tournament, stand by. We'll be having a little bit more information about that coming in the next couple of weeks on how that's going to go down and when registration is going to be open for that. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be fun. $2,000 prize pool for the Forge contest and a separate $2,000 prize pool for the actual tournament itself. So if you guys want to take a break from Griffball and want to have smash some things possibly in Super Fiesta, consider that. Tournament is going to be probably about mid-October.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm going to say good night. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'll catch up on the chat because DJ was just dying from something. And DJ, you want to... I know you opened up, but you want to close us out?
This has been Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast on behalf of Hot Sauce, Godzilla T, and Duststorm. I'm DJ Blue PDX. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time live right here with Podtacular.